T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, we hope we can hear more of Ted Woodward's music as the week progresses. No show tomorrow. We're on kind of a little bit of standby for Friday. If Wichita State baseball loses, we're good to go. Or if they win, we're good to go. If they lose, they'll play again Friday at 2 o'clock, and we won't have a show. So stay tuned. Certainly listen to Mike Kennedy on the call here tomorrow as Wichita State plays UConn in the American Conference Tournament. And this song is Coming Into Los Angeles by Arlo Guthrie. Thanks to Ted Woodward for the music today. We'll go to the Twin Peaks Scenic View hotline and talk to the great Anthony Capra. Cap, how's it going?
But you probably just shut off half the radios that were listening.
No, definitely not. You're
not a chance,
you're
Cap.
You're a huge. We mentioned this earlier. You're an attraction on this show. You're our Andre the Giant. We're not going to bring you in every day for every match against any old jobber. But when we need something, we go to you.
Hired gun. I like it. I like it.
Absolutely. So we just counted down our top 10 sports awards or trophies that you'd like to win. You wish you'd have won. You wish you had the ability to win. Do you have anything on that list?
If I was living in a fantasy land, I'd say the Stanley Cup.
Attaboy.
All the trophies are cool in their own way, but the Stanley Cup, there's something kind of like mystique about that you just don't get in some of the other sports, I feel like.
Well, no, because you know they keep the names on it and all the rings. Now they've taken the bottom ring off because it's just too big, and they're all in the Hall of Fame.
Too big and heavy.
Yeah, and it's all in the Hall of Fame. But I mean, your name literally stays on that trophy for 50 years. You know, and that's something about that trophy that I think, like you said, is just iconic.
Well, and you're talking to someone. I like to claim that I'm the greatest loser of all time because I've lost like 9 championships in my life and I've only won 2. So I've only held one real trophy, and that was the American Association Championship. I mean, we won our division when I played in Mexico. So I got to hold the North Division Championship, but we lost in the World Series down there to Cancun. So I'm like the greatest loser there's ever been.
Well, if you and I ever have to have an argument, we're going to have to find a different subject.
I guess since you brought it up, we'll go there. What is your most painful loss?
There's a ton of them in there. I can rattle off a few. Super regionals to Florida State when we were a game away and I didn't make it out of the first inning. That was probably my most painful personal loss.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
As far as everything. Well, it happens. Hey, it's part of a career, man. I had a good career. I can take the losses with the wins.
Fair enough.
But there's that. You know, the Wingnuts loss in 13 to Gary, that was tough to take. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, it's not a stupid thing when you hear people say we were maybe the best independent ball team ever assembled. We were loaded on that team. And we had no business losing that series. So it was tough to lose. But then coming back in 14 and winning it was, you know, kind of poetic justice and made it a little bit better, I guess.
No doubt. So what do you have your eye on as we get into the climax, I guess, of two sports now, basketball and hockey? You just said you'd like to win the Stanley Cup, so you have your eye on the Boston-St. Louis series that starts on Monday?
I will watch that. You know, I haven't. I think the last time we talked, I said I hadn't watched a game yet of the NHL playoffs. The Stanley Cup, though, that's kind of a different animal. I love the Stanley Cup, so if I'm around, if I'm free, I'm actually traveling to Florida next week for about 2 weeks for training for my job. So I don't know how much free time I'm going to get, but if I have time, I will be dialing in on the Stanley Cup.
Have you been following WSU right now? Obviously a big win the other day, and they got the game tomorrow. What do you think their little run they're putting together?
You know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, they didn't have the year they probably wanted, but you go down to a conference tournament, and obviously they're not going to be an at-large team, so it would take them winning that conference tournament to get into a regional, and you just kind of throw caution to the wind. So I wasn't able to track the game against East Carolina. I know that's one of the better teams in the country. I think they had a chance or have a chance to be a national seed and host a regional and super regional. So, you know, for WSU, go play the role of spoiler and just kind of, like I said, throw caution to the wind and see what happens.
Anthony Capra is our guest, former Wichita State pitcher, Wichita Wingnuts pitcher, AAA pitcher, pitching coach, did a lot of things. Now you are assisting surgeons.
In some aspect or another, I will be, yes.
That's pretty amazing. So let's talk about Wichita State a little bit, and just generally, because you went through it, how tough is it when you get into those tournament situations where you kind of need to win, then your back's maybe against the wall, and if you lose, you're out, and you're playing sometimes multiple games a day? How difficult can that be, just because it upsets the rhythm you've already had of the season, where you kind of know when and where you'll be playing?
Sure. I mean, it's really difficult. I mean, everybody says take it one game at a time and one pitch at a time. And yeah, that's all you can do, but you're not human if you're not looking ahead. And you know, let's take it from the perspective of East Carolina after losing to Wichita State. You're the number one seed, and you might have just cost yourself a chance to be a national seed by losing to the number eight seed in your conference tournament. You might have cost yourself a chance at hosting regionals. So those things can get in your head. You know, I think back to when I was a sophomore at Wichita State, and we hosted the regional here against, I think it was New Orleans, Oral Roberts and Arizona, and we lost our first game to New Orleans, and it just kind of was like a punch to the gut, to where it was like, now it's win or die. You know, and we knew we were going to regionals no matter what, or we were in regionals, I'm sorry. So we were hosting, and it was like, what are we doing here? We just lost to the number four seed, I believe it was. If we lose again, we're done. Our season is done. And it was kind of like a dream season to that point. So we had to rebound, and I remember the next day, I think it was Rob Musgrave, just lodged it against Oral Roberts, and it kind of got us back on our feet to where it was like, all right, we're good here. Let's just go back to one game at a time. So it's really important, those early games, to get off on the right foot.
But don't you think, too, in that situation, when you're the favorite, do you think you overlook it a little bit? Like, I know we say this, and I know you being in sports and myself, is that you say, well, you don't. No, we don't overlook it. This team's good. But you do. You really do, and you're looking to the next one because you know that's the tougher one. Is that not – do you not agree with that?
100% true. And I think a lot of that can come down to coaching. And if you're a coach, I think it's important to get your guys ready to play, understand that people are gunning for you, and that no, you're not safe. You're not safe because you're the number one seed. It's, you know, it's easy to say nobody's going to come here and lay down for you, but people love playing spoiler. And to go into somebody's place, especially, and do it, makes it even sweeter. So, you know, I think of it now, because I did coach the last 2 years. It's, you know, you go into something as the number one seed or the favorite, and you're confident, but then when somebody hits you in the mouth or hits you in the stomach, what do? How do you rebound from that? So, obviously, you don't want to get hit in the mouth right away. You want to go in there and you know, you don't want to, as a coach, you don't want to overthink things and, okay, well, let's start our number two because we're playing the number eight seed. You got to win that game and that game tonight. That's what your focus has to be.
Anthony Capra joining us for a couple more minutes on the show today. Have you found yourself checking the American Association? Because I have, not every day, but I've checked in on it a couple times. A lot of the former Wingnuts players and personnel and staff are with Kleber now, so I've checked on them. Is that something you found yourself doing as a longtime participant in that league?
It's something I thought I would do more. Yes, I have checked a little bit. Honestly, what I've been checking on is my old pitchers, my old guys. You know, sure. I want to make sure that they're kind of performing. And you know, I've actually just texted one of my guys yesterday. He reached out to me and said his seal was off, and he sent me some videos, and it was kind of fun for me to look at that and send him back what I thought. Kind of made me miss it a little bit, but you know, I haven't checked it as much as I thought I would. You know, I guess I've been busy getting ready with my new job here, training for that, but I haven't checked it as much as I thought I would.
Isn't that funny, when you leave, you're like, you're worried about missing it and that sort of thing, but then you get into the real world, I guess, if you want to call it that, and it just doesn't seem as important as it was. And I do the same thing, Cap. Somebody will ask me about somebody, and then I'll look them up and see what they're doing. And then before I know it, I've spent 2 hours looking up other guys. But if somebody doesn't remind me about it, I kind of forget about it.
Sure, and that, you know, it's exactly kind of like what you said. You find yourself going down those rabbit holes, like, all right, I'm going to look up one of my buddies, one of my guys, and then you start looking at other guys and looking at statistics. But I think, like you said, once you step away from it, and yes, I miss it every day, and yes, it always will be and is still a huge part of my life. The game will never leave me. But you do kind of realize that, you know, maybe for me it solidifies the fact that I didn't go chasing another coaching job. I didn't accept anything that was offered to me out of the state, out of, you know, my comfort zone. Yes, I had a couple opportunities and a couple feelers, but I was ready for something new, I felt like. And making this transition, it kind of seems right to me now that I don't, you know, I'm not waking up every day like, you know, and yes, I do. I miss going to the field. But I'm not regretting it every day. I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Cap, fantastic as always. We can't wait to have you on again. I'm sure it'll be with Duda and me, so just stay ready.
My phone is always charged 100% ready for you guys.
All right. Next time, Cap, we'll do the show from the golf course.
Perfect. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, see you, Cap. Thanks, man. All right, Anthony Capra to wrap up the show today. Really couldn't have been much better.
No,
I mean, you sometimes look back, like we've talked about, you've had tough losses, I've had them. Cap just mentioned that we've had them. You kind of look back on what you could have done different. I look back on this show, and I don't see a flaw at all. I think there's nothing we could have done different.
And if you believe it in your heart, it's got to be true, Jeff.
We left it all on the table.
We did.
I mean, that includes you, too.
Thanks, man.
You brought it today.
That is awfully kind to you.
Like none other.
Awfully kind for you to say that.
I'm extremely proud of you.
Thank you, little brother.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to step away for our final break. We will come back and wrap it up. What a fun day it's been. A Wednesday edition of The Drive. And we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.